guess I'm just here to test your patience. Cause you're so smart, my tricks don't work at all.
So we're back. It's been a while. It's been a minute.
You might not recognize us.
Yeah.
Our last episode was put out on March 4th.
Wow. We've both turned 27 since last podcast.
So much has changed.
We're all a year older. What's been happening since our last pod, Shabba?
You know, we have been watching a lot of TV and consuming media.
It's true. What have you been watching?
We watched, you and I together, you'll remember, watched PLL. Remember that show?
Pretty Little Liars. Veep, we separately watched Veep.
We separately watched Veep.
You watched House of Cards. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about that. I finished it. I think when I talked to you about it last, I was like, I like it. And then I finished it, and I was like, I didn't like it.
I can't decide if I actually want to watch it. Because I really like Kevin Spacey in it, but I just don't know if I have the time for it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, all of the... The acting's excellent, but the storyline and the writing is just dumb.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Is like, he's great, and Robin Wright is really great.
Dumber than last season?
Yeah.
Like, markedly dumber?
I don't know about markedly dumber. I didn't like, in the beginning, it was like kind of slow, and then I really liked maybe 3 or 4 episodes towards the end, and then I really hated the last episode.
Okay.
So... It built up to a peak, and then it came crashing down for me.
I see. Okay, well, maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I won't.
I also watched The Leftovers, which I know I've talked to you about before. If you are a human person listening to this podcast...
Shippa's looking for literally one friend to watch it with her.
I need someone to talk about it with.
Talk about it with the internet.
I just read about it on the internet. It's too... Now, like, it's been out the
it's
series...
been out for a minute, like...
Stop. The series finale was like a month or two ago, so now the internet has kind of died down.
Like, with shows like this, like, all you really need to do is watch the series finale.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch any of the other episodes.
But, yeah, if you're a human person and you're hearing my voice right now...
Shippa's never talked to a human person
contact
before.
Me about... Who's watched The Leftovers. Yeah, I forgot to add that there.
God.
If you're a human person who's listening to this, you've watched The Leftovers, please... contact us by commenting on our iTunes page. If you're listening to this, you like know us in real life, so you could just
text Shippa
personally.
It's fine.
I found our friend Elissa. She has watched like 3/4 of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like waiting. I'm like trying to decide how long is long enough to be like, have you finished it yet?
Do you text her every night?
Yeah, I do. Morning
and night.
What episode
did you watch today?
What are your feelings about it?
So, anyway, that's a show that you watched solo by yourself on your own. So
you watch some other stuff.
I'm currently just started The People versus OJ, which I really like. Though
it's so
I'm
good.
A little confused by John Travolta's face. Why is it so weird?
TBH... I feel like his face is pretty, his face and hair look pretty unrealistic in real life.
He had a lot of work done or something?
I don't know. Yeah,
okay.
He looks very unnatural in real life.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I feel
that's
like
true.
This isn't that far of a stretch.
Okay, yeah, that's true. All right, yeah, what else have I been watching? I watched Veep, too. Did you watch Veep, too?
I just finished it, yeah.
Which is very funny.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Did you watch Fargo?
Oh, no, I watched The Americans.
Oh,
that's kind of behind. I need
that.
To watch Fargo, too. So, just a lot of stuff to catch you up on. But we're here today to talk about...
Master of None.
Can you say it louder? I don't think it...
Master of None.
Perfect.
Is the program we're talking to you about. It's been a little while since that
it's
show...
It's been a minute, like, since we...
It's been a little while since it came out on Netflix, but we wanted to just gather all of our thoughts.
Savor it. Well, yeah. Shippa watched it a lot more quickly than I did. I don't know why it took me so long.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I have a notepad in front of me with 2 columns, likes, dislikes, so... Shippa has nothing in front of her, so
this
is going to be a nuanced
can of beer.
Analysis. Let's start with season one. What did you think of Master of None season one?
I liked it. I did like it a lot, season one, but I liked it because I thought it was, like, beautifully made.
Yeah.
And very ambitious. Like, yeah. It was very...
different.
Yeah, really different. And, like, I feel like the goals were different than for other TV shows.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I agree with all those things. I don't need to iterate how I feel.
Yeah, just repeat everything I said.
Yeah. those are literally all of my thoughts, so...
But, as we've talked about, like, the dialogue was, like, weirdly stilted.
Yeah.
Like, in writing and in acting.
Yeah.
Like, the writing was not how, like, normal people talk to each other. Like, friends talk to each other. And the acting was also, I don't know. It was unnatural.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. There are parts. And that was a big part for me. And the fact that it felt like it was very moralizing and kind of hitting you over the head with. And maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's just because I'm already on the side of all the ideas he's presenting that I'm like, I don't need to be taught this in a childlike lesson.
Yeah. I guess it's like he's discovering it about himself.
It felt very like preachy.
Yeah.
Or at least to me it did. But maybe I'm just more likely to take offense.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I feel like a show is like really talking just to me.
It was like really weird when he said, Kelly Campa,
the camera and
be
said,
more respectful.
Kelly, you bitch. So season two, I think I liked it better than season one, but not, like, a whole lot better, because the main through line is this Italian girl who I've heard has been given the name Manic Pasta Dream Girl, which she kind of is, and I don't like her, and I don't like the romance that she has with Dev, Aziz Ansari's character. Yeah, what about you overall?
I disagree. I don't think she's a Manic Pasta Dream Girl, because... I haven't read about the people who coined that term.
Yeah.
But my understanding of Manic Pixie Dream Girl is that it's, like, someone who doesn't really have their own personality or, like, goals or dreams.
She doesn't really have
No. But the, like, important part, I think, is that she only exists to, like, help this dude discover his dreams.
Yeah.
Or, like, to, like, live life, like, in a different way. Like, this guy's, like, really stuck up or really sad. And
yeah.
I'm gonna be like, oh, we should go, like, paint watercolors or whatever. So, which I guess in my mind is very manic. But I feel like here she did not have much of a personality. But the problem was, like, just that we were asked to believe that she and Aziz Ansari fall in love. I didn't think that she was, like... He was like, oh, I'm, like, really sad and depressed, or, like, I'm not living life to the fullest, and, oh, here's this beautiful fairy who can teach me how to live life to the fullest. It seemed more normal than
that. Yeah, but I didn't, like, I don't know, I feel like it focused more on his feelings than on her feelings about it. Obviously,
yeah.
'Cause it's a show about him, but, yeah, she just seemed so, not even that she didn't have a personality, that her personality was so, like... Zooey Deschanel, just like, I'm so quirky and beautiful, only, like, in an Italian accent.
But that's the thing, like, I think...
It's annoying.
Zooey Deschanel, like, the first season of New Girl, I feel like Zooey Deschanel, definitely MPDG, I agree with you. I had to, like, think really hard about what all those letters were.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like the problem with Francesca is more that she just kind of exists. I don't think she has a particularly quirky personality.
Yes, she does.
Like, she doesn't have all we
you
know
saw
about
that
her
dumb
is that
little
she
it's
likes
midnight, let's
art
get in
museums.
A dance party. I'm wearing this giant comically large shirt on me.
She's doing that because she's like trying to do everything except have sex with him. It's not just like, oh, I'm like so innocent, here's my personality. I took it as like she's like flirting and like basically emotionally cheating on her fiance without having sex with him.
She told him to sleep in the bed with her, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's not presented as just like, this is my fun personality. I thought it was presented as like, let me think of all the super romantic things I could do that are technically not cheating.
Oh, no. I think she was being like, this is my super fun personality. Do you like Italian music?
Fettuccine. Yeah, and then she's like, let's make up
Parmesan.
Oh my gosh, when she lists all the cheeses, it was like, girl.
That would be fucking dope if she did that.
Fontina.
Mozzarella.
Pecorino.
You know what? That would have been incredible. I wish that had been her personality. The cheese lister.
That should have been really great. And then the next episode would have just been like, the pasta.
Yeah.
Fusilli.
Lasagna. Elbow macaroni.
What is macaroni if not elbow macaroni?
I don't
Are there types of macaroni that are not elbow shaped?
I have no idea. She would know.
She would know. And then she could do like sauces.
Yeah, she could.
I don't know. Pomodoro.
Marinara. Pesto.
Alfredo.
Diablo.
Make a new podcast that's just us. So the first day will be cheese. And the second episode will be pasta.
And then sauce.
And then sauce.
And then what? Back to cheese.
Back to cheese. Each episode's like about 90 minutes long.
Those are the only food groups. So. Oh my god. I wish that had been her personality.
That would
like,
have been real fun.
It's like, I'm trying to talk to you about something serious.
Parmigiana.
Rotini. Yeah, no, I didn't like her. And she was like, I don't know, like when they went to that like sculpture thing in New York or whatever. I don't know, she was just being annoying. I don't like her. I thought she was too cute. It was annoying.
Okay.
It's annoying.
That's fair.
No one's talking about how annoying she was. So, yeah, that was the main reason why I had a hard time really loving this season, was because of her. And also because I think that, like, doing something like that is morally reprehensible. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really address that well enough for my taste. Yeah. Like... Porpino.
Porpino.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a type of cheese, but it's not.
It's a type of Italian male. A cuckold, if you will. Yeah. He's the true cuck.
A bag of porpino today. Yeah, he is the true globalist cuck in this scenario.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know, I really didn't like that.
That's true, that's troubling.
But there were things that I did like about it. The first thing I wrote was a chubby Italian boy. I really liked him.
He was great. He was, I liked so that cute. First episode a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it too. I liked the first date episode. I thought it was pretty good.
That was great. Yeah.
I really liked the style of it a lot, even though I really like the way it ended with that like
that racist
cookie jar or condom jar or whatever. I really liked that.
Apparently that like was real.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't remember. Did you read whatever interview he talked about it in?
Mm-mm.
I don't think it was like a girl that he was sleeping with, but he just like went to someone's house, or maybe someone he knows went to someone's house and was like, "You can't have that here."
Yeah,
like, what are you talking about? I did like that, and I also liked the Indian girl,
Aparna and Charlotte.
Yeah, she was amazing.
She was the best one. She was the one that he should have. She's better than Manic Pasta Dream Girl. She's better than all those other
people. But she had a boyfriend.
I know. She was awesome. She just wanted to watch some wrestling. God damn.
I loved her.
She was the best one. I thought, like, when I was watching it, I was like, I really like the style of it and the concept. I thought it was kind of, like, weird. Like, to me, it didn't ring as true just because the way I approached the first day. It's like, you know, not all of them went from drinks to dinner, but some of the like super annoying ones, he still went like out to the club afterwards or whatever, which I'm always like, you gotta get out of there. You gotta escape. But other than that, I mean, I really liked Aparna and Charlotte.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. What else? What did you like about?
I liked that episode a lot. I feel like even with the boring Indian girl, I mean, it wasn't even that she was boring. It was just like, together they're boring.
I wish it
which
was
seems realistic.
More. List all the boring Indian couples you know.
No,
go.
That's not what I mean.
List
I just
them.
Mean, like, in my limited experience
list
using
them.
The apps, the worst scenario is that, where it's like,
boring.
They're like normal and fine.
Yeah,
and you're normal and fine.
But the worst scenario might be when they ask you for a picture of your feet, though.
That could be worse. Yeah. Why do you, has that happened to someone you know or someone in this apartment, maybe? Has that happened to one of the hosts at this?
Cashew?
That happened to Cashew?
It happened to my baby.
Someone is taking pictures of your dog's feet.
That'd be gross.
That'd be horrifying.
That'd be really gross.
Send me a picture of your puppy's feet.
This is disgusting.
Just the front paws.
That's disgusting.
I grossed myself out.
So, Yeah, I liked that. I liked the New York I Love You episode. I thought it was pretty cool the way they followed those Nigerians around. I assume they're Nigerian.
Yeah, talk about grain bowls.
I really like the guy who played the Chef Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah. I listen to him list. Jesus.
Dude.
Yeah.
I read an interview with him in Vulture where he was like, Aziz is my only Indian friend, and now I've realized that I need more Indian friends.
That's awesome.
I see people on the street, and I'm like, I should be friends with that Indian. He seems like a fun guy.
I think he and I would get along quite well.
My only previous experience with Bobby Cannavale
was
on Will and Grace.
Yes.
In the later seasons, he was a cop, and he was Will's boyfriend. But he was like the straight man. Like, he didn't have any... He wasn't goofy.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
he was really good. And he was really hot.
Yeah, agreed.
And he was gay, but he was a straight man.
He was gay, but he was straight?
He was the straight man. Like, he was like...
You can't be gay and straight.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I really liked him. I loved that the person who exposed him was Raven Simone.
Oh my god, I forgot. Like, that was incredible. That was great. I really liked all the fake TV shows. I thought those were really good. I liked Ravi's brief but memorable appearance in the dinner party episode. Yeah, with his awesome business cards.
Yeah.
And
then they paid John Legend to be in that episode.
That seems like a waste of money. I think he's probably friends with Aziz, so maybe he gave him a discounted rate or something.
Yeah.
I also really liked the part where the Asian friend, what is his name in the show, Brian?
Brian.
He's like talking to his dad about his dad's dating problems.
Oh my god.
And his dad like ends up not dating either of those women, but he solves his problems by getting a dog. And I was like, that rings so true to my life.
That was so sweet.
Yeah, that was so sweet. Oh my god.
The guy who plays his dad is the best.
Yeah,
he looks
he's
like,
really
like
good.
A friendly old frog.
Yeah. He does.
But like a friendly
that
frog.
Sounds pretty racist.
Just go look at his face again. He looks like a
like
kindly...
A toad.
Is that better than a frog?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say toad.
I feel like toads are a little, I don't know,
uglier.
Like they have more wisdom. Frogs are just little youths. But let me go back to things that I didn't like about it, because
sure.
I feel like I've been talking too much good stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't like the episode where Arnold goes to Italy for his ex-girlfriend of 15 years wedding. I did like the part where they get stuck in the car.
That was great.
Cute.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people are like, you can't criticize a show for being unrealistic. It just needs to be realistic within the bounds of the show. This show is trying to be, like, super realistic to, like, life.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think someone would invite their ex-boyfriend who they dated for 15 years to their wedding.
Yeah.
And second of all, I don't like episodes where it's like someone comes to a wedding and they ruin the whole thing and everyone plays it off like it ain't no thing.
I think the only part of that episode that I really didn't enjoy was that, well, they leave the wedding. They're, like, not having a good time. They go to this whole other place and have, like, a whole other plot.
Yeah.
And they come back and the wedding is still going on. I was like, haven't they been gone for, like, 3 days?
There's in, like, a time warp. This episode was very outside of reality.
Very confused.
Yeah.
I was like, they came back and they're, like, the wedding was just finished.
Yeah.
No, they came back and they were shocked that the wedding had, like, progressed so far. They're like, oh my god, we missed the wedding. And I was like, didn't you go to a different town?
Yeah.
And, like, have a meal?
Yeah.
And, like, drive very far?
I
didn't understand that.
I did like when he talked about how he was on a dating app for tall guys. that's pretty funny. But I didn't like how the, like, moral lesson or whatever at the end, he was like, should I get married or should I continue swiping on Tinder? Just like such a false dilemma.
Question.
Yeah. It's not, though.
Look, in our society, you're either married or you're on Tinder.
The thing
There's
is,
no
like, even though not a ton of shows have, like, done stuff about, like, Tinder and swiping and all of that, I just already feel like it's played out. Maybe it's because I'm of the generation of people who, like, have the most experience with that. You hear people talking about it on podcasts, you hear, like, read articles about it. It's so annoying, and I just am tired of it, and so I just didn't like reading that. Because I don't think they're not adding anything new.
Yeah. But you said you liked the first dates episode.
I liked that when they're on the actual date. I don't like the whole, like, let's swipe and see, like, I don't know, and, like, yeah. send... I don't know, I just... I don't know.
I didn't mind that aspect of it. I agree with what you said before, that it's, like... It's not like your only choices are, like, I need to settle down right now, and the next person I date, I have to marry.
Yeah.
Or, like, I have to be a playboy forever, and I can never commit to
anyone. I didn't like that. It's like, there's a lot of in between. Yeah, that was actually, now that you bring it up, I liked the part where they're actually on the dates, but any of the, like, swiping stuff, or, like, sending, like, messages to a million different people, I'm just like, I don't know, I just feel like the culture is saturated with that.
I guess. I thought it was cute when, like... You know, some girl will, like, randomly swipe him while, like, half looking at the phone, and he's like, oh my god, I got a match!
Yeah.
That was adorable.
I like, just don't feel like it was adding anything new.
But I feel like that plays into his character. He's, like, so, like, earnest in everything he does.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, maybe I'm just a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, because it really hasn't been, like, that many TV shows, other than Broad City, which it was hilarious in Broad City, but I just don't like when it turns into some kind of weird, like, this is a big question of our time.
No, I agree with that's annoying. Like, it's not like you have to get married now, or you have to just date randos forever.
Yeah, so, anyway, I didn't like that. I didn't like... Let's talk about the religion episode.
Oh, I didn't
this
like
one
that
was one. Rough. Oh, my God. First of all, his parents, you know, bless their hearts, are not very good at acting. His dad is more charming than his mom, but neither of them are good at acting.
Neither was Harris.
And, and even worse than their parents, was Harris, the cousin, who has no... Like, there's no reason for him to be in the show at all. Like, why did he just randomly get his random cousin to be in the show? I know that he's talked about Harris in a stand-up before, but it's just like, you're already leaning on two people who are bad at acting, and you're doing it because they're your family or whatever. This guy's not your immediate family. Like, he didn't need to be cast in this role.
Also, it, like, doesn't... I cared that it was Harris, but I've, like, found out by accident later... It's not like anyone who watches the show would be like, oh, shit, he got Harris.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, that's a really bad actor who's an Indian guy.
Yeah. I also feel like he should have cast other people, like real actors, to be his parents. Like,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason why you should cast your immediate family, even if you, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's really weird.
Yeah.
It was really bad. And I thought the dialogue, even in addition to the acting being really bad, the dialogue was really bad. It was just... It was hard. It was the episode that most reminded me of the first season. the moral hammer.
Like it.
Yeah. It was rough. What I did like was the guy who was the producer on the Cupcake Show.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome.
He was great.
And I liked the Thanksgiving episode a lot. That one was my favorite episode.
It was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. And I thought who was the lady who played the mom again?
Angela Bassett.
Okay, I don't really know who she is, but you were telling me about her.
She's like an institution.
She's ageless.
She's so old. She's not so old, but yeah, she's
she looks
like
the same in every like iteration of her life. Denise's life. Yeah.
Yeah. She's beautiful and she's ageless, and it's pretty crazy that they got her.
Yeah. So that was my favorite. I think that was by far like heads and shoulders above the rest.
I don't know which one my favorite was. I really liked that one. I really liked the first episode. Which episode was the Brian's dad episode? I don't remember what else happens in that one.
Oh, I think that's the one where, because I was just reading the Netflix descriptions of the episodes. I think that's the one where Aziz decides he wants to do this, like, show with Chef Jeff instead of doing another season or whatever of Cupcakes.
Yeah, I liked his career thing. Like,
yeah.
Whatever episode it was where they meet the Jabberwocky.
Oh, that was really good. I really liked how Brian and Arnold showed up just randomly. I really like the smaller, like, funnier, like, just, like, gag stuff about the show more than, like, the big, heavy questions or whatever. Except for the Thanksgiving one. That one was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really hated Francesca. So if only she had just been, like, Jenner. I can't think of any more cheeses.
You reached the end of the list.
Yeah.
We didn't even say mozzarella.
No, we did. I said it earlier.
Oh, I was.
Rewind the tape.
Mozzarella.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Asiago.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say Asiago.
Blue.
Goat.
Okay.
Sheep's milk, cheese.
No.
Baby Bell.
No.
Brie.
We're done. Okay. So, Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack!
Monterey Jack. Okay. So, how many grain balls out of 10?
I don't know. I think I liked it significantly more than last season.
I give it,
I don't know what I said last season.
7.5 grain balls out of 10.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
I was going to give it...
I'd probably give last season 6.5,
Okay. I was going to give it 8 out of 10. Were there 10 episodes? I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Because there were two that I did not like, and I enjoyed everything else.
Which two did you especially didn't
like? I didn't like religion.
Yeah.
And,
the last episode?
What is the one right after religion?
I don't remember.
I thought about this earlier today, and now I hated it so much. I didn't hate it, but I forgot what it was. Oh, the wedding one, where they go to the wedding.
That's the one
before religion.
Oh, okay.
Because I think religion was the third one.
Oh, okay.
So those were the only two that religion I really didn't like. The second episode I didn't like, but not as visceral of a reaction.
Yeah.
And I think I enjoyed everything else.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's the end of the episode.
So he has said that he's not going to make a third season until his life changes substantially in some way.
Okay.
So he was like, I have to live a season 3 first.
I mean, I'm not like at the edge of my seat or anything.
Well, he said that, the show's just been about like him like being a single guy in New York. And what is that like? And he was like, I don't have anything else to say about it. Yeah. I need to wait until I like get married or have a kid or move somewhere else or do something.
Yeah. I want to see Atlanta season 2.
Oh my god. Because
that show is so good.
Insecure is coming back soon.
Oh yeah, I'm excited for that. Yeah. Do we want to touch briefly on Girls? Just a couple other shows that we finished up.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. I thought this past season was super funny. Probably the funniest of all of the seasons.
Yeah.
I just remember this line in like one of the last few episodes where she's like in her apartment and Elijah's there and she's talking about changes and Elijah's like, speaking of changes, those nipples. That part is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The season, it got better season by season.
I think
great.
So too. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to it. PLL.
Oh, we have to do a
just
separate.
Just on par with Girls.
Oh, yes. We have to do a separate episode about PLL. We've had other episodes about PLL that never got released for various reasons relating entirely to me. Yeah, but this time a ghost won't steal the audio.
Right. So, we will... There's so much TV to talk about.
There is. Game of Thrones coming back?
Oh, shit.
We'll start doing our episode by episode then.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of us.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back soon.
Don't worry.
Thank you for your patience in listening to the podcast.
Hey, people have asked me, like, where have you been?
Yeah, person has asked me. One person.
Person asked? So we're person up to three asked. Listeners. I think we have three listeners who are wondering where we were.
Actually, no, more than one person asked me. So,
four listeners.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
We here.
Who's our sponsor, Shiba?
Oh my god, we have our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Bitchbox.
Cool.
They were like, why haven't you promoted us in 4 months?
Their business is really flagging.
And
yeah.
So we are sorry, Bitchbox, but thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're the only podcast that they've chosen to partner with.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate
Exclusive
it.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they've gotten so much business.
They
from
have.
Us, from,
yeah.
From at least
the
one
The boxes
person.
Are overflowing. No, they're packaged correctly.
They're filled to the brim.
Yeah, they're filled safely. Just to the right level.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, what's in this week's Bitch Botch?
A wedge of Asiago cheese.
Oh, shit.
A wedge of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, shit.
And a dollop of sauce.
What kind of sauce?
It's a mystery. It'll be red.
Is it loose or is it in a jar?
Oh, it's like, loose. It's on the cheese. It's okay. All loose. Come on.
Okay. Meaning like the wedges have been shredded? The
no,
wedges
no, no,
are
no.
melted?
The wedges are just not in it like any kind of wrap.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's not what nature intended. Nature intended for them to be free.
Exactly. You know what? Actually, the cheese is in there. The sauce is in there. You just need to toss some noodles in there. You can eat it straight out of the box.
Yum.
delicious. what's the offer code?
It's Allora. And spell it however you'd like.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so that is that. You can follow us on Twitter, though. Honestly, I don't know what the point is.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Leave us a review, please. On Stitcher and on iTunes. Thank you for listening, and good night.
But I had it wrong. Now I'm trying to figure out when it was you gave me these hard ones. I feel them wriggling in my blood.
Focus on finding a husband, girl.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try.